Victor Whiskey Alpha Mobile.
Good morning, Steve. W4DJW. How are you?
Dave, how are you, bud?
I'm doing good. Staying on lockdown as the numbers ramp up. Not getting a whole lot of time to mess around with my hive, my cluster, Raspberry Pi cluster. But missing flying.
Now how much flying had you been doing in the past, recently?
Nothing more than just around the house kind of flying, but not even doing that much anymore. I got some new batteries in for the little Mavic Mini. I haven't flown the Spark in probably over a year. And then all the other airplanes and multi-rotors have been sitting idle for probably more than 2 years.
Oh, no, that's just not good. That's just not good. But, well, hey, over there, you guys in Greenville County are just nasty guys. Wow, they got their numbers over there.
I know, it's peaking. But the good news is that the number of deaths has dropped significantly, like by 90%.
Wow, well, that's a good thing. Well, maybe the strain is dying out as it replicates.
I'm hoping that's the case. Plus, a couple of companies have claimed that they have an early vaccine, so we'll see how that goes. They got human trials coming up this summer.
Dave, I've been doing a little bit of reading in JAMA, and all these vaccines over the years, well, if they hit a 60% efficacy rate, they call it a success. 60%, in my mind, you know, when you think of a vaccine, you think of like polio. It's like 99%. But 60% on these flus? Come on. As a matter of fact, in 08 with the swine flu, it didn't hit but about 38%.
Well, that's the evolution, I guess, of viruses and the battle against the viruses, and nothing's the only constant is change, right? And, you know, when polio probably was one of the most successful, and then everything from there on down, it gets worse and worse until we have another breakthrough like that.
Yeah. Well, they can come up with all the vaccines they want, but until they can claim 95% on their vaccine for this stuff, I'm still going to wear a mask, and I'm still going to keep my distance.
Yeah, that's the same here. I guess it can hurt to be too cautious, but if you mess up and you step across the line, you know, it can be lights out.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I haven't heard back from my buddy yet. He has real bad blood sugar problems. And he also has some other issues and has some pretty bad neuropathy. He's 80, so the deck is stacked really tough against him. And he went, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, to get the test over in Spartanburg. I don't think he's heard back yet, but he said he'd been feeling real poorly.
You know, I think some of us have had it and don't even know. We've probably got a little bit of an immune thing or had it if it hadn't worn off already. But that's sad. I hope the best for him. I know a case that didn't go that way, that didn't go the best way. So got to prepare for the worst.
Yes, we do. Matter of fact, Sue and I had a little bit of a scare. She works at an orthopedic clinic in Spartanburg. But she has no patient contact. She does all the phone triage for all the calls coming in for her doctor. So she'll handle about 100 calls a day. And she started getting sick 2 weeks ago. And I'm saying, oh my God, she's got the COVID. And so long story short, we got the prescription and we went over and got the test from Spartanburg. And sure enough, her doctor called her up and says, well, good news, bad news, Sue. You do not have COVID. You got bronchitis real bad. He says, go get this prescription filled. You're good.
Well, that's good. What's the bad news? Oh, the bronchitis. Okay. Yeah, well, these days, that's kind of good news. Because it could be a lot worse, right?
Absolutely. And, at the same time that she got tested, I was tested. So, last Monday, we were both COVID negative. So far, so good.
Was that a free test, or did you have to pay for that?
My insurance had to pay for that woman to stick that swab up my nose and rub the absolute back of my eyeballs with it. Golly, man. But that's supposed to be the most efficient test, so it was, that was just like, I've been in bar fights that I like better than that.
Yeah, I heard that. I understand that it can be. It feels like they're reaching back there and touching your brain. But anyway, glad you got the good news.
Yep. So anyhow, if I got it from Sue, I'm in that incubation period, and I have no symptoms at this point. So, I guess about 14 days. If I can make it another week without getting it, then I'll know I'll manage to, steer clear of her. Or rather, steer clear of her bronchitis, put it that way.
Well, changing the subject, have you heard from David K. before CBA? Did he ever get anybody to come shoot his antenna line back up?
I don't know. And, I'm thinking about taking a, these little feather darts for blowguns? I'm thinking about taking a half-inch pipe and, PVC pipe and just getting myself an air canister and making one. I've run across several people in the past year that have needed one. I couldn't help them out because I don't have anything. And, I since I'm under the situation that I'm under, I don't really need it. But, it'd still be fun to try to assemble one and try to get it to work. And once I get it going, I could loan it out.
Yeah, I've built one, an air one. I've tried the wrist rockets, the air thing, the fishing line, the fishing weights. The best solution I found was what people that do that every day for a living found. And that's that, like, 6 or 6.5 foot slingshot. It's a pole that goes on the ground, and it's got rubber tubing that's about a half inch to 3/4 of an inch in diameter, and it shoots a big old heavy 8-ounce to 16-ounce hacky sack up there, and it pulls a waxed rope behind it, because the issue isn't getting it up over the tree. The issue is getting it back down on the ground on the other side to pull it through the drag. The waxed rope reduces drag as it's going across the limbs, and the hacky sack gives you the speed after it goes up. You need it to build up speed coming down real quick, because something lightweight, it doesn't come down through the trees very good. It just kind of floats in the tree branches. But that hacky sack that weighs 8 to 16 ounces, depending on how much wind is blowing and how tall the tree is, like if the wind's blowing really hard, you're going to need to put a little drag on the wax rope as it's going up, because it'll grab a hold of that line, and it'll cause a bow to happen in it, and it'll go around the tree. The hacky sack might go right over the top of the tree, but the line will bow enough to where it'll come down the side of the tree. So you need to be able to grab it real quick, and if you see it bowing, you just put a little bit of drag on it, and that line straightens it back out real quick. But not enough drag so that the hacky sack doesn't make it over the top of the tree. It's kind of an art form, or there might be a little bit of science to it, but it takes a little while. I've spent whole days in the backyard trying to get one line exactly where I wanted it.
KN4BWA. Yeah, with what you just said made me blow dart doesn't weigh but about 3 or 4 ounces, you're right, that's not going to pull the fishing line back down. Food for thought, guys. Thank you.
Well, that will work if you've got like a tree standing alone in the middle of a field and you clear the whole tree, right? That'll work in that case. But I find more often than not, that's not the case. You've got trees all around and you're trying to come down through a whole bunch of trees. And that's why I just went ahead and went for the professional tree climber solution. Big Shot, I think is the name of Big Shot or Big Stick, one of the two, I can't remember. But once you get that, problem solved.
I've got a crossbow, and I'm just wondering just how much of a weight that I could attach to the crossbow bolt. That's an interesting concept in itself, but it might be a little too strong.
That's what I was thinking. You got to maintain the balance of, I mean, if you're shooting an arrow out of a crossbow, you can't like put the weight at the back because it's going to drag the tail down and it's going to point the bow straight up in the air. You can't put it at the front. Well, maybe you can put it at the front, but if it gets off by the least little bit, you know, it's going to take off and go in another direction. What do they call that in golf when they hit it and it goes off to the side? You're going to get one of those things. I don't know. You'd have to experiment with it, I think, to figure that out.
My friend, I know all about the hook or the slice. As a matter of fact, you know, I have been banned from most golf courses.
I never really picked that up. I went a couple of times in high school, and I figured out real quick, this isn't for me.
Well, you know how you ride down the fairway and you hit the big hole in the fairway with your golf cart? Well, that's there because of me, because I can dig a hole faster with a 9-iron than you can with a shovel.
I had a boss that really liked that. He always went down to, where's that place down in Georgia or South Carolina, Augusta. He always went to that and competed in it. He really, really liked it. He known a lot of people that like it, but he really liked it a lot. He's since then retired. We'll probably see him showing up on the TV screen at Augusta one of these days.
Wow. That's pretty good. Well, in the meantime, I've had a very successful day. I brought a friend of mine's John Deere over to the house that hasn't run in 3 years. And between me and my nephew, we pulled it apart today, cleaned that out, flushed it, put new fuel in it, and got that lawnmower running just like a sewing machine. And we also did a small generator. I've got a 2,500-watt continuous generator that I haven't run it in 2 years, and I really should have gotten it out and done it before now, but anyhow, I had to take the carburetor part on it and got it running. So, fairly successful day.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I had a small engine that wouldn't start a few weeks ago, and I went over to the hotspot and got a can of ether. And it was on the shredder that shreds leaves and sticks, and it's just a standalone shredder, and it's got big old flywheel on the front. You feed it down there, and it's got like a lawnmower blade mounted vertical, and it, you can put sticks and leaves in one side, and you can put limbs in another chute, and it'll grind the limbs up. I was doing that, and that thing just would not start, so I finally broke down, went and got a can of ether, took the carburetor air filter off, pumped a little bit of that stuff in there, pulled it a few times. It hit a few times. I kept doing that. And then it started running. But as soon as you let off the ether, it would stop. So I kind of drizzled the ether while I messed with the throttle and got it running long enough to where it cleared out whatever was in there, because it had been sitting for a few years too. That's the problem. They sit for a few years, they get gunk in the carburetor. Anyway, enough of that ether cleaned it out, and now it starts good, runs great.
Well, good. were gunked up pretty bad. I had to take them off and clear the float needles and all that good stuff. They were jammed up. So, but anyhow, like I said, it's been a good day. And last night we went out to Tipsy Taco Thursday night. And man, I tell you what, it wasn't too bad. They like their stuff. Price is kind of steep, but it's pretty good. It's the first time I'd ever been in there. And anyhow, my wife says, "Oh, I'm gonna buy." Okay, so I got her card, gave it to them. They give it back to me. I put it in my wallet. Well, she's downtown Greer right now, and I'm trying to get down there to her to get her card before she has a fit.
Well, that's an oops you don't want to happen. you got to keep track of those cards. Anyway, I'm going to let you go. I heard you in there. Just wanted to touch base with you. I haven't talked to you in a while. Wanted to make sure everything's good on your end. It sounds like it is. I'm glad you're enjoying life and semi-retirement. KN4VWA, W4DJW.
W4DJW, try to behave yourself, bud. Doesn't sound like you're going to get into much mischief staying in, but in the meantime, have fun. W4DJW, KN4VWA, here.
KN4RJN, what's up, guys?
Oh, Dave, if you're still in there, there went the neighborhood. Oh, hey, John!
Hey, how are you, John? Good to hear from you. That was a good net last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had more snake stories, bear stories, and whatever else going on. I thought it was pretty good.
All right, both bosses wanted to know where I was. I was about 1 minute away, so I think I'll be able to survive without any bruises. John, did you get that stone moved?
I've been staring at it, hoping it would walk over there by itself, but it hasn't yet.
I think John believes in levitation.
Well, you know, sometimes osmosis happens. Sometimes things like that can happen. Who knows? So, John, are you feeling better this week or this weekend than you did last week?
I've arrived back on the planet, and I know where I'm at now, and I even know my own name, so, yeah, I'm doing a lot better.
Well, that's good news. I know you weren't feeling too well middle to the later part of the week, but sound like the net picked your spirits up quite a bit.
Just Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, but by Friday I was back in. Doctor's office called and said, you know, want to know how I was doing. I said, well, I'm not sure what planet I'm on, but I do know my name, so it took a little bit out of me, but I'm okay now.
What did you have, John?
Buddy's favorite procedure, colonoscopy.
Oh, my God. You know what? Hey, I just quit doing those things. I do that ColaGuard now, and it's supposed to be just as good. And after those things that I had, it put me down for over a week trying to get back to normal.
Well, I had not had one before. I'm about 16 years behind of when they recommend it, so this was my first one. And, it screwed me up, let me tell you.
Well, I finally asked that doctor if I was going to get to chew the end of his camera off. Well, I'm going in to take the card in. You guys have a good day, and, John, I'm glad you're feeling better, buddy. W4DJW, KN4RJN, this is KN4VWA. I really am clear this time.
All right, Steve, catch you later. And, John, I've got to go back to work over here. I was making some good headway, but time to put the nose back to the grindstone.
Okay, and 4RJN, roger that. Understood. Have a good one. Try to stay out of trouble.
Take care. W4DJW, clear.
KN4RJN, clear.